December 7, 1941, Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor had launched the war in the Pacific. Now, 3.5 years later, the Japanese have seen the tide of battle turn against them. The Americans have leapfrogged across the Pacific, sweeping the Japanese before them. Japan's Imperial fleet has been neutralized, its air force overpowered. From the island air bases they now control, the Americans' B-29 flying fortresses are able to strike at the Japanese home islands. A systematic firebombing campaign is launched against cities and industrial centers. It is the most devastating attack against civilian targets ever carried out. Meanwhile, in America, Robert Oppenheimer and other scientists have spent 3 years working in secrecy to develop a new type of bomb. They have at last succeeded. But their achievement is not yet known to the world, and certainly not to the citizens of Hiroshima in the summer of 1945.
Say that. Have you forgotten the child from the 400 block who was shot? Tokyo, Yokohama, Nagoya, Osaka, even Okinawa. All of Japan is in danger. If it doesn't end soon, our country will become a wasteland. This is no time for games. It's serious, Gen. I won't have you making light of it.
There's one thing that bothers me. It's like you said, every major city around us has been bombed over and over again, but never Hiroshima.
On that day at 2:45 a.m., three American B-29s took off from an airbase on Tinian in the Marianas. Two of them were observation planes. The third was the Enola Gay, named for the captain's mother.
Mother, let me do the washing. You're still not well.
It's okay. If I rest too long, I'm liable to get lazy.
Father, isn't this the greatest boat you ever saw? Gen made it for me.
Did he really?
The minute he's home from school, we're gonna take it to the river.
Are you? Won't that be fun?
Enemy planes again. It's so early.
Spy plane.
Well, that's a B-29 vapor trail.
Oh, look how clear the sky is. It'll be hot today.
Observation plane Easterly calling in Enola Gay. Calling in Enola Gay. Weather's fair and clear over Hiroshima. You are go for bomb run.
Roger, Easterly. Standing by to drop on target.
10,000 children played in the playground, swinging on swings, didn't hear the sound of the single plane that flew overhead. The third shift workers were just going to bed. There was a flash of light and a rumbling noise, gone in an instant, parents, girls, and boys. 10,000 mothers were boiling rice. 1,000 prisoners of war were rolling their dice, hoping they'd survive this terrible storm. When each young man in his uniform vanished in the air in the blink of an eye. One moment they lived, on the next they all died. Hiroshima. Hiroshima.
I better get going or I'll be late for school. See you later.
You're coming right home after school, because we're going down to the river, right?
Right.
Promise?
I promise.
Father, Aiko, you won't believe this.
What is it? Good heavens.
Look at all the ants. Where are they coming from? Seen so many.
I wonder why.
B-29.
Yeah.
Gee, and it's all alone.
What's it doing?
Probably a spy mission.
It's very strange. So why isn't the air raid siren going off?
I don't know.
Nearing 3,600 feet.
We've got a fix on the target, sir. Standing by to release payload.
Roger. Release the bomb.
Releasing bomb.
The first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We won the race of discovery against the Germans. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war.
ご紹介いただきました池田聖子でございます。
Hello everybody, I'm Seiko Ikeda.
初めての原爆が広島に投下する
It was 8:15 in the morning on August 6th, 1945 when the first world's first atomic bomb was dropped. The bomb exploded 580 meters over the city of Hiroshima. At the time, the population of Hiroshima was about 350,000. This big city, however, was wiped out in a flash by a single bomb. Everything within a radius of 2 kilometers was completely burned and reduced to ruin. Between 130,000 and 150,000 people were killed instantly, and many more died within the next 5 months. It's thought that approximately 200,000 people died by the end of 1950, or the first 5 years of the initial explosion. The atomic bomb, nicknamed Little Boy, weighed only 4 tons and contained less than 1 kilogram of uranium-235, but it released energy so ferocious. It, in fact, actually released energy equivalent to approximately 20,000 tons of TNT or conventional bombs loaded in 3,000 bombers. I was exposed to the atomic bombing 1.5 kilometers from the ground zero. What happened first was I saw a strong, tremendous flash, probably 1,000 times or even tens of thousands times stronger than a flash of lightning. And then next, a big thump followed, a strong blast. And in the next moment, I was thrown about 15 meters from where I had been standing, and I lost consciousness. When I finally regained consciousness, I noticed that my hair was frizzled and my clothes were tattered, and I was covered with blood. I was also terribly burned all over my body, and I was running away. There were bodies completely burned black everywhere. The bodies I saw while I was escaping were piled up here and there, and I could not tell if they were men or women or young or old. Even those who were still alive didn't last long. They were covered with blood, and I had to step over those bodies while I was escaping. My own body felt like it was burning, and the next moment I realized that I was in the river. The river was soon filled with injured people, and I could not see the surface of the water with all the people half sinking or half floating around me. So many disappeared into the water one after another. Finally, I finally got out of the water and began fleeing again out of the city, and I saw houses completely destroyed and collapsed and became ruin. I heard many voices of people who were buried under a collapsed house shouting, "Help, help." But after all, I was just a girl and I was hurt terribly, so I could not help any of them. In fact, I tried not to hear those voices, covering my ears with my hands. I also had to tear myself away from a seriously injured old man who was grabbing my leg and begging me, "Please give me some water." My heart ached later on when I thought about them and wondering if they have survived. I went up to a hill called Kijiyama to escape. When I looked down the city from the top of the hill, the city of Hiroshima was gone, completely disappeared. I could not believe what I was seeing there. It looked so surreal. The fires were breaking out spontaneously because of the intense heat rays. Soon, they turned the whole city into a sea of flame. I was a lucky one because a truck happened to pass by and I got a ride to a town which is about 10 kilometers away from the city center. And I was taken to a hospital which was about 10 kilometers from the hypocenter. And I was being treated at the hospital, I saw people rushing in one after another and awfully injured, filling the hospital in just a moment. Straw mats were laid on the dirt floor, and people were laid on them like fish in a market. Some bodies that I saw were so burned and burned black and had swollen so badly that it was not possible to tell if they were young, if they were men or women. Some were straining their voices to call their mothers' or fathers' names. Some were groaning, "Water, water, please." And I witnessed those nameless people dying a miserable death, people who were not even given enough water on their deathbeds, people who were stank from their festering burns, almost immediately infested by maggots growing in them. The number of the dead was so great that people didn't know what to do with them. So the bodies were loaded on a truck, one after another, like luggage to be carried away. I saw many small hands and feet among them. Each one of them was an important and irreplaceable person to their families.
What in the world? It's raining. What the? Why, that's not right. Mother, have you ever seen rain that's black like this?
This black rain began falling on the northwest section of the city. The impact of the bomb's blast had sent dust, debris, and radiation high into the atmosphere, where it gathered in a gigantic lethal cloud before returning to the earth as radioactive rain. The bomb that had fallen on the city detonated with a destructive force of 20,000 tons of TNT and generated temperatures in excess of 4,000 degrees. Some 60% of the city had vanished. But the damage did not end there. The people of Hiroshima did not know it yet, but the bomb's after effects, such as the black rain, would bring them many years of suffering. After the bombing of Hiroshima, the United States issued an ultimatum, calling on Japan to surrender and threatening to drop a second atomic bomb if it did not. The Japanese high command ignored the warning. They made certain the full extent of the damage to Hiroshima was little reported. 3 days later, on August 9th, another B-29 appeared in the sky above the city of Nagasaki. On August 15th, the Emperor Hirohito, in the first public address ever made by a Japanese sovereign, announced that the war was over.
"10,000 chickens were sitting on eggs, beaks in their wings, resting their legs. 10,000 farmers were looking at their fields, planning the harvest, guessing at yields, dreaming of life after the war. The next second they weren't living no more. Hiroshima. Hiroshima. Ten 10,000 lovers made love to each other, each one of them thinking there might not be another. Living so long, with death everywhere, much more than one person alone can bear. But there wasn't time for a final kiss. Who could have known it would end like this? Hiroshima. Hiroshima. A 100,000 people were living their lives. Grandparents, children, fathers and wives. Now they're just shadows on the street. In such a quick burst of incredible heat. Now listen to them talk about doing it again. From whence came the souls of these terrible men? Hiroshima. Hiroshima. Hiroshima.